We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What is going on, everybody? How you doing? This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Friday Eve edition of the show. Can I get an amen? Awesome to be here with you. All kinds of fired up. Away we go. 3 to 7 p.m. Man, are we loaded? Are we locked and loaded? And do we have a ton of fun stuff to get to on the show today? You know, baseball is entering a precarious situation where you wonder, each of us has a breaking point in our lives, in relationships, at work. You know, somebody that I've worked with previously said to me in the last week, Mark, I don't know how much more I can take. We all have a breaking point, and what is the change that would get you to walk away from baseball? That is coming up at 3:20 this afternoon. J.B. Clark, Limestone Lacrosse, joins us at 3:40 p.m. Lonzo's Fight Club returns at 4 p.m. this afternoon as we get set for Wilder and Fury Part 2. We look forward to the return of that segment. Boy, we had a topic yesterday about to what degree are the Palmetto rivals correct in their criticisms of one another. That conversation spawned into the night, into the morning. I'll tell you what, I'm not used to seeing Michael Stathakis get salty. He was a little bit salty yesterday and this morning. So it was interesting to see his response. We have here at Entercom boots on the ground at the press conference that the whole baseball world was watching this morning. Adam Spolane, my former colleague in Houston, will be joining us at, 4:40 p.m. What was the temperature of the room as the Astros kind of tripped over themselves trying to get to the bottom of their cheating scandal today? The top five at five, common sense changes for the next round of realignment. What's the scenario, either or? And you on the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina. We are Offsides and you are Offsides. And don't forget, you can throw the flag on us during the show as well. Whenever you feel like we misstep, whenever you feel like we have made a mistake, just call in, tell Lonzo to throw the flag, text in, and the flag will be thrown. 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show today. You can get to us on the text line, 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter, where our policy is, if you are following us, we will get to your tweets live and on the air. At ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air, and at Lonzo on Word is how you can get in touch with us. And as is always the case, you may email the show, Mark Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. I also want to let you guys know something that I realize that our show, you know, we can't please everybody all the time. When you have different options in the marketplace, you're always going to have people that like one show better than another show, better than another show, and all you can do is be yourself. That is true. There will never be a show in the history of radio, despite even if you had a national caliber personality like Jim Rome and a poor local personality, there will always be people that prefer somebody who doesn't really do a good show. That will always be the case in radio. You can't get 100% of the people all the time. That is 100% accurate. But I will say this. I care about your feedback. I care about, you know, what you want on this particular show. And yesterday on Twitter, you know, with some of the more negative responses, I asked people the following. I said, you know, how can we make the show better? In your opinion, how can we make the show better? And I'm a guy who listens to this stuff. You know, you can look at it. You can throw sharp, pointy objects if you want. But I really want to know how we can make the show better, right? Do we have the right mix of topics on the show? I've been here a year. I'm still feeling it out. Are we doing enough national? Are we doing too much national? Are we doing enough local? Do we need to do more local? And what if we need to do more local, what sort of local topics, local angles do you want us to get to? It was interesting. I got one criticism yesterday that we didn't do enough national, that we didn't cover the Myles Garrett 6-game suspension story. And then I got another criticism that they don't care about national, that we don't do enough local. So as you can see, as a host, it's kind of a balancing act to try to figure out, you know, and I want to balance that to the best of my ability. Exactly the kind of style of show we should do. It's an interesting area. You know, there's no quote-unquote big three professional team directly here. Carolina Panthers, somewhat popular. Atlanta Braves, somewhat popular. College football, very popular. Was told before I moved here that Clemson is the pro team in the area. But, you know, as we are ever evolving, as we will always be evolving, we value your feedback in terms of how you feel the show can be even better. And you can provide that to us in any of the ways that we have shared with you already. All right, folks, I can tell in 5 minutes if Lonzo's feeling salty on a given day. I can tell. Some days it's like someone just opened the whole shaker on him right before the show began. And those, how shall we say, those are different shows. All right. I can tell it's not, Lonzo doesn't have much of a poker face, and I can tell when Lonzo's feeling salty, right? And I say, Lonzo, a little bit too much sodium today, little bit too much sodium, not good for the blood pressure. Let's drop the saltiness just a little bit. Folks, I can also tell, and it's patently obvious, that South Carolina Gamecocks fans are salty as hell. And I understand it, and I do. And so when they're being salty in my direction, and I'm certainly not referring to all of you, but a percentage of the South Carolina population, the Gamecocks population, has been salty with me. And when you know, when you have a friend or a family member and you know they've been going through some stuff, some BS, some bleep, you kind of cut them a little bit of slack, right? Because you know they've had a hard time. You know, what mood would I be in? That's called empathy, right? You put yourself in their shoes. How would you feel? How would you feel if you lost to your hated rival 6 times in a row? How would you feel if your program should have fired its head coach but did not, thereby wasting more of your time? How would you feel if your team finished 4-8? How would you feel if your team has the, according to 24/7 Sports, the most difficult schedule in the nation, back-to-back years? How would you feel if not only did you lose 6 games in a row to your rival, but you lost by an average of 25 points per game? Folks, South Carolina fans aren't mad at me. They're not mad at me. And by the way, a Columbia-based media entity reached out to me to seek permission to print Mark Ryan hate T-shirts. They told me, Mark, we think this would be a really big seller out here. And I told them, I'll talk about it to the powers that be in our own building, and I will get back to you. But they want to print Mark Ryan hate shirts. Here's the reality, folks. They're not mad at me. You South Carolina fans, you're not mad at me. You're mad at your current situation, and you're mad at yourselves. You're mad at what you have to deal with. And I understand it. I do. You know, I've been in situations in my career where your face is pressed down to the mud and you just keep getting kicked in the face with mud over and over and over again. Believe me, I've been there. I understand where you are. I understand why you're salty. I get it entirely. I have a question today about the gap between Clemson and South Carolina. That's what I'm focused on. That's what I'm thinking about right now. The gap between these two schools. In your opinion, is the gap growing? Is the gap shrinking? Or is the gap holding steady? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. You know, it would be really easy to say as a Clemson fan outside looking in, oh, that's not a difficult question, Mark. The gap is growing. Is it really? You know, Will Muschamp, 4 years running now, has had top 21 classes. Number 18 class last year. The talent cupboard in South Carolina, boy, if Will Muschamp gets fired, it's not exactly the same situation that Will Muschamp took over when he took when he became coach at South Carolina. That was a bare cupboard that Steve Spurrier left. Steve Spurrier, by and large, had stopped recruiting. So many South Carolina fans here have told me that. Stopped recruiting, playing golf, was getting tired, was getting burnt out. Will Muschamp didn't inherit much. As a matter of fact, when I got here a year ago, entering year four, Will Muschamp was still, people were still getting excuses, making excuses for him. Oh, Mark, he inherited a rough situation. Well, what about the situation that Dan Mullen inherited in Florida? You know, what about that situation? 4-7 team, totally disgruntled locker room. Finished in the top seven in year one, finished in the top six in year two. The best coaches have a way of turning this around quickly. Dawn Staley, women's basketball coach, is proof positive as to what happens when you have the right coach running the operation. But if you are a Clemson fan or you are a South Carolina fan, how do you feel about that gap that exists between those two schools today? Is it growing? Is it shrinking? Or is it holding steady? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. Lonzo, how would you assess that situation?
Which one? You said so many things there.
There's a lot to unpack there. Yeah, a lot I've been thinking about this gap that, you know, so where is the gap? Is it shrinking? Is it growing? Is it holding steady?
Right now, it's growing, but it can only grow so far. The only way that it can grow more is if South Carolina gets worse. I mean, think about it. Clemson can only get as good as they are right now. They can't get any better. All they can do is win the national championship as far as football goes. They can't go any higher than that. South Carolina could go lower. They could lose a couple more games, and that quite possibly could happen this year. The gap can't get any bigger. It just can't unless South Carolina gets
worse.
Well,
you know, look, South Carolina at its best last year was capable of doing what?
Beating Georgia.
Beating Georgia. At its best, South Carolina is capable of beating a very, 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 very good football team. Very good football team. At its best, when South Carolina is being physical, when South Carolina is getting pressure up front, when they're running the football, you know, at their best, South Carolina is capable of beating a very, very good football team. The problem is you didn't see that consistently. Folks, I actually believe it or not, that the gap is shrinking between the two schools. I believe it's shrinking. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you specifically why I feel that way. The question for you, is the gap growing, shrinking, or holding steady? You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan. Appreciate having you on board on a Friday Eve edition of the show right here on ESPN Upstate.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to have you with us. Friday Eve edition of the show. Lonzo, you ever been to Cirque du Soleil?
I have not.
I am going to Cirque du Soleil tonight. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I'm a huge nerd for that kind of stuff.
Not only are you going, you get to go backstage and see stuff like that, unless you looked at it wrong. Did you get a press pass or did you just get the...
They gave me like VIP type stuff, man.
So you get to go behind the scenes and all that kind of stuff. I didn't think I'd have time to go.
So. You know, I was thinking, Alonzo, it would be a good bet between the two of us that the loser of our next bet has to do the best stunt that I see tonight in Cirque du Soleil.
No.
Okay?
No.
I think that'd be a really good idea.
Really?
I'd like you to be a part of that. I'd like you to agree to it right now.
Can you go up in the sky and be held by your teeth or something? No, I'm not doing that.
Well, my teeth, frankly, are capable of that. I can't speak for yours.
Well, mine are not.
No, probably not.
I don't feel any less of a man that I don't believe my teeth are capable.
Well, you should. You should. It's you know, your teeth should be able to hold you like that, man. They do some amazing things, brother. They do some amazing things, and I can't wait to check it out.
I've seen it on TV, but I've never seen it in person. I've been to circuses before, but not like that, and it looks really, really cool. The last one I saw was one where they were the Beatles tribute. I don't know if you saw
that. There's this dude that walks like he's an ogre. You know, he kind of walks with his hands in front of him like this, man. It's so trippy. And they, man, it's just, I'm telling you, I think I've been to like two shows in my life. They're at Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Am I saying that right? Secours?
Yeah. It's French.
There you go. Yeah. I'm going there tonight. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to check out the show. And if I get some kind of VIP experience, Lonzo, sounds like it's going to be fun. If you are going to see Cirque du Soleil tonight, say hello, will you? I look forward to seeing you out there. By the way, I saw this. You know our guest, Sevel Newton, the other day, South Carolina quarterback, running back, wide receiver, safety. He said something I thought was really interesting today, Lonzo. And because I know your take on this, and because I'm so against your take on this, and because I think with your sports polygamy that you should move to Utah, Sevel Newton said this the other day. He said this morning. He said, I'll continue to say whatever I please. If something is wrong, it's wrong. If it stinks, it stinks. So leave me alone about being a former player. So what? I'm going to continue to say what I want, when I want, and however I want. I cheered for Clemson in the Natty. So what? A South Carolina quarterback, Lonzo, cheered for Clemson in the national championship game, to which you roll your eyes at me and you say you can root for whoever you want to root for, and I say that is blasphemous. If you're a former player, man, we've talked about this. Are you the noun or the adjective? If you went to the school, you are a Gamecock. If you went to the school, you are a Clemson Tiger. Okay,
but you forget we had this conversation before the national championship, or maybe you weren't here, I can't remember, but on the air I said if you root for Clemson and you're a Gamecock fan, then you're not really a Gamecock fan. You never root for your rival in anything. It doesn't matter. You just can't do that. It's just ridiculous.
I've talked to somebody recently that says that they root for both Clemson and South Carolina.
We've had callers to the show who say that.
How do you feel about that?
I just don't understand that.
I can't stomach that, you know? But and I realize that our very society is trying to divide people right now, right? Republican or Democrat, which one are you? You will pick a side, and we will hate you if you're on the other side. I realize that that's what's happening in society right now.
But
and
keep,
I don't,
keep
I don't
in mind
like
in my
that.
Polygamy that the wives never see each other, so we're good.
Well, listen, I'm introducing the wives to one another, and I'm going to move you to Utah where that's okay.
Because the Gamecocks rarely play Ohio State. When they do, they beat them. And Carolina rarely plays Kansas City. So, I mean, you know, I'm good.
You know, it's weird you mention that. Somebody told me the other day that I sound like I'm from Kansas. I've never been told in my life, Lonzo, that I have an accent. Ladies and gentlemen, do I have an accent? When you hear me...
I've been
when
making you hear fun me, of your accent since you've been
hell,
here.
What the hell are you talking about? I don't have an accent.
Yes, you do.
I'm from all over the place.
You definitely have an
Lonzo,
accent.
Lonzo, I've lived in New York, Colorado, Texas, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia. I've lived everywhere. No accent.
What's that thing of Tebow that's hanging over your bed?
I say that I have a centaur of Tim Tebow.
You said it right this time. You don't normally say it right.
I've been working on that, Lonzo. I've been working very hard to say that
there,
right.
There are things I thought came from Houston when you say them. I didn't know that you actually sound like you're from Kansas. I've never met anyone from Kansas.
What does my accent sound like to you?
It's just the way you pronounce certain words.
But what part of the country is it from?
As far as your accent, you sound like a radio guy. I'm sorry.
The hell is that? The hell is that supposed
radio
to mean?
Radio guys have an accent.
This is my voice.
Unless you're in country. And if you're in country music, then you have
a
country music accent.
I'm speaking the way that I speak, Lonzo. Good God. I mean, what do I need to do? This is how I talk. I'm not from Kansas.
By the way, the
we're
expressiveness,
not in Kansas anymore,
you don't
Dorothy.
Talk like that all the time. You do not. Because that would be a lot of fun, you walking down the hallway talking to a salesperson that way.
Okay. Normally you hear a more calm.
What you're doing right now?
Okay, there we
that
go.
That is your normal voice.
Nice to meet you.
And then there's this other voice that I do not like. It's condescending and it's.
I would never speak to you in a condescending way.
Hey, Lonzo. You know, I really need to talk to you. But it's that voice. I can't stand that voice.
You get that about once a day, don't you?
Sometimes multiple.
Really need to talk to you about something here, Lonzo.
See, I can handle that voice. It's the other voice. It's like it's a warning of what's to come.
Yeah, yeah. Today I said to Lonzo, we're going to do the Fight Club segment at 4 o'clock today. Okay, and Lonzo's like, oh God. And I said, no, man, we've got a big fight coming up. You're the fight guy. We're going to get to the Fight Club segment at 4 o'clock today, and it's going to be great. So make sure
it's going to be great. But I'm not the fight guy. I just watch it. I mean, how does that make you an expert? I don't know if it does, really.
I wish look, man, a career bucket list item for me, I'd love to see one of those kind of fights. I'd love to see Wilder Fury. I'd love to see one of those, one of those fights that's stopping the world. And I'm excited, man, because I think boxing is making a comeback. Boxing has been dead. And now we've got, we've had a few fights a year where people are really into them, man. I mean, I think it's making a comeback. I think boxing and MMA, I think they're kind of right there, 1A, 1B right now. I don't know which one's ahead of the other. But it's cool to me because like 5 years ago, I felt like only one of those could exist. I felt like the available audience share wasn't big enough for both of them. And now I believe it is. Now I believe that we are. I believe both can survive. So anyway, the Fight Club segment coming your way at 4 p.m. today. A check on Twitter. Mark, you sound like you're from North Dakota. I have no idea what that means. I have no idea. Stop laughing.
No, I have
no idea what that means.
I picture a North Dakotan accent to be like Canada South, like Michigan or something like that. To sound like you're Bob and Doug McKenzie, you may not know who that is.
What the hell does North Dakota sound like?
I don't know.
I have no idea what this means.
Is there someone from North Dakota listening right now that could call in?
I had no idea I had an accent. I was just told the other day you have an accent. I've never heard this before in my life.
Here's how you know if you have an accent or not. I was away from Ohio for a very long period of time because I get really sick when I go through the mountains. I went home and I realized that everyone there talks like me. And where you listen so much in radio, whether you're talking or you're listening to callers or whatever, you're listening. That's part of what you do. And I was just sitting around listening to conversations and realizing, yes, I do have an accent. And everyone here has it too. I'm talking about
I am the one person in existence that has no accent. I have no accent.
Your mom and your dad and your sister all talk similar to you, by the way.
I am accentless. I find this to be very insulting. I will not accept any accent or any accusation of any accent.
All right. I've talked to several people from Houston now, thanks to you. They all have the same accent.
What the hell is that accent? What is it? I don't get it.
I think it's more of a Texas accent than it is Kansas.
All right. So guilty of the Texas accent, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking about Clemson and South Carolina and whether the gap between those two schools is growing, shrinking, or is it holding steady? And, Clemson fans will say, Mark, man, this thing is the chasm is bigger than the Grand Canyon. And South Carolina fans are going to be quiet because their heads are kind of in the sand right now. And I actually have good news for you if you're a Gamecocks fan, because I think my belief is the gap is shrinking. That is my God's honest belief because of the talent that Will Muschamp is putting together. And I don't know, and I think he sucks, and I think he's the wrong coach for the job. And he was a coach of my alma mater, and he ran us into the ground. And we had back-to-back poor coaches between him and Jim McElwain. And Dan Mullen, fantastic coach, has been. It's going to take 3 or 4 years to pull us out of that funk, to pull us out of that mess. And you guys know how I feel about Will Muschamp. I know, because we've run polls on this, that some of you feel like he needs more time, Those of you that say he needs more time, I invite you to apologize to the entire upstate when you're proven wrong at the end of this year when South Carolina has a losing record yet again. I invite you to apologize to the entire region right here on this show. And we've had a few people, I think five or six, we already have signed up for their apologies, Lonzo, at the end of this season, if in fact South Carolina has a losing record again. But I believe all told, the gap is shrinking because there is talent within this program. The facilities and the faculties in Columbia, South Carolina are top five in the nation. For the love of all that is good and holy, they've got a barbershop in their football facility. They've got a recording studio courtesy of Hootie and the Blowfish in their facility, right? And when you bring recruits to that facility, you get the wow factor, right? You know, there's that bird in nature where the male bird, he builds this whole kind of like living room looking thing, and he's trying to impress the female, and he's got little berries in there, and he's got little shining things in there. He even tries to find little pieces of trash that are shiny, and then the female comes up and he sees if she's impressed with what he's got or not, right? And if she's impressed, he gets to mate. And if she's not impressed, he flies away. When recruits come to South Carolina, ladies and gentlemen, how can you not like what you see? And then, folks, look, obviously the fan base between South Carolina and I, we've had a contentious relationship. I can accept that. I would not feel safe going to Columbia, South Carolina. They're printing shirts out of their hatred for me, Mark Ryan hate. That's all going on right now. I understand that. I can sense that happening. I can feel that happening, right? But the reality is, I appreciate the hell out of your fan support. I appreciate so much your level of passion. Because, you know, the worst thing that can happen is indifference, right? You're not indifferent. Indifference is what Clemson's experiencing right now with their men's basketball program. That's the worst. South Carolina football is not experiencing indifference. They're angry. Angry is okay. Angry shows me you care. Be mad at me. You can, you know, I'll be your voodoo doll. You can poke pins in me. I can take it. All right? But I appreciate your passion and that passion and those facilities and the talent that you have on that team. 18th ranked recruiting class, 21st, 16th, 17th. That talent, whether it's Will Muschamp or the next head coach, that's trending you in the right direction. And that's why I say gap between Clemson and South Carolina is shrinking. All right. Next up, we are pleased to be joined by a very special guest to talk about a sport that admittedly doesn't get a lot of... Lonzo's laughing again. Stop laughing, Lonzo. That admittedly doesn't get a lot of run on this show. We will broaden our horizons if you will come with us next. This is the number one sports radio show in the state of South Carolina as awarded by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate. So I'd like you guys to put yourself in my position right now. Oh, boy. So the other day, without thinking about it, I made some... Well, you remember what I was comparing, Lonzo? I was comparing something, and I said I have not been a fan of the sport of lacrosse, right? And then what happens is our friends...
I think you were discussing women's basketball.
Okay, I didn't used to watch women's basketball, right? Because I didn't find it intriguing or entertaining. And then I watched South Carolina women's basketball on the other night when they played UConn, and man, they've made improvements to the game, and man, the South Carolina ladies were impressive. I had a cousin that played ladies basketball at Ole Miss, and I wanted to love it. I just previously didn't find it interesting, and I compared it to lacrosse in the sense that it wasn't a sport that I've watched a lot. So our friends at Limestone College were listening to that portion of it, and they invited Lonzo and I out to a game. They said, guys, we'll give you VIP, everything. We'll put you right on the field. Let us know your... Lonzo, I'm getting emails asking for our shirt sizes for this, man. It's pretty cool. You know, I'm like Lonzo, extra small, and Mark, large.
That's funny. That is funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. If they actually did, I hope you gave them the right size.
So imagine that you're in my position right now, and you've said you have a record of... You have a history of not liking the sport of lacrosse, and then you're joined by the head coach of one of the best lacrosse programs in the nation.
One of the best. Number one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. J.B. Clark, the head coach of Limestone Lacrosse, 1-0 on the season. Victors 25-11 over Lees McRae in their first game, February 7th. J.B. Clark joins us right now. J.B., I'm giving you the floor to tear me to shreds.
I won't do that, Mark. Alonzo, how are you? Thanks for having me on again.
Of course, man. Good to talk to you.
It's always an honor to be here.
Sure.
Growing up in Connecticut, Monday's game with the Lady Gamecocks was fun to watch. The outcome wasn't what I had hoped.
Oh, you were going for the other side.
I was. I'm sorry.
I think that's blasphemous in this part of the country.
And, Mark, I wanted to mention the University of South Carolina men's club lacrosse team is currently the defending national champs and ranked number one nationally, and Clemson is ranked 18th. So lacrosse is being played at a club level at both South Carolina and Clemson as well.
Could Limestone beat those guys?
I don't know. I haven't seen them play. I hope so.
I got you. I think they could.
My boss might be listening. I hope so.
I think you guys are. Yeah, I think you guys are probably ahead of, well ahead of club level lacrosse. So JB, I think when people hate, when people criticize, as I did to the sport that you're in love with earlier this week, I think it's in large part because they're ignorant to it. They're not educated about it. They don't know about it. And I'm raising my hand. Admission is the first step toward recovery. That's the case with me. I didn't grow up with a sport. I don't know much about it. Whenever I've attempted to play it, I've broken windows. And it's not something that I know a lot about, but I'm blessed and I'm very appreciative of the opportunity to learn more about you guys and what you do. Can you explain to me how you first fell in love with the sport?
I sure can. I am a New England guy, and lacrosse was very large in my town in Connecticut. You know, it was big in the upstate New York area, New England, Maryland area, and it's really started to move south over the last 10 years in a really big way. The number of teams competing at the collegiate level south of the Mason-Dixon line is really growing remarkably fast. It truly is the fastest growing sport in America right now between the men's and the women's game. We're adding more high schools and more colleges in men's and women's lacrosse than any other sport in the NCAA and in high school level. So it really is growing. It's a very fast-paced game, Mark. If you think of hockey and basketball combined, really, save the ice, thank heavens. It's kind of, you know, conceptually, it's kind of those two sports combined.
You just talked about how it's just now getting into high schools. So if it's not in that many high schools, how do you go about recruiting?
Well, there are a lot of schools up north, and we do have a good number of young men and our women's program from, you know, the Maryland area and north. We have a number of Canadians in our program. It is a North American sport in its origin. The Native Americans actually started the sport way, way back in the 1800s, so, and probably before that. But so I do a lot of travel in the summer, and my staff and I are all over the country and internationally as well. Finding these kids that play it from the moment they're born, really. It's growing in the South. South Carolina now has a high school state championships. It's sponsored at both the men's and women's or boys and girls level. And North Carolina is a little bit ahead of us with the number of teams playing it. But there are a lot of really good players coming out of the South now.
J.B. Clark, head coach of men's lacrosse for Limestone College, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. J.B., your 10th year as head coach. You've led the team to 6 NCAA Division II national championship game appearances, and you've won the national championships in 2014, 2015, and 2017. What would you say is the key to sustaining that level of success, keeping in mind that I'm going to rip these strategies from you in an attempt to sustain our success here on the radio show?
Well, thank you. It really is. It's a culture. It's getting the right kids to come to a school like Limestone College and buy into how much hard work there is involved at any NCAA level. You know, playing for national championships. It's a lot of hard work. It's just finding the right kids, you know, as well as I do following sports the way you do. You know, the chemistry in the locker room and the environment that these guys live in, go to school in. At Limestone College is 26 varsity sports. So our guys are around other competitive human beings all day and night, day in and day out. So being competitive when they get there at 2 o'clock for practice isn't anything new. They've been competitive in the classroom. They've been competitive all over. So I'd say the environment of the school is as big as anything, really.
You know, it's interesting. I have a theory, as J.B. Clark joins us, that that the Saints, the New Orleans Saints, and you guys are the Saints, the New Orleans Saints have suffered a hangover effect the last few years. They got burned by Stephon Diggs 1 year, a couple years ago, and then last year they had the worst call ever, the non-pass interference call. And then even this year against Minnesota, there was a should-have-been offensive pass interference call. It wasn't called, and New Orleans Saints go home again. They work so hard. I think this is the reason why Drew Brees is considering retiring. That, you know, it takes so much work and effort to get to that point, and then you have such a letdown. Coach, how do you prevent your Saints, having made it to the NCAA National Championship game last season, how do you prevent that letdown after such a heartbreaking end of the season?
It's a great question, and hopefully we have the right mix going right now. We use it as motivation. Fortunately, fortunately and unfortunately, it's not the first time we've lost the title game. So we have some experience in using that as motivation throughout the postseason, through the summer, through the fall. We have fall lacrosse similar to spring football, so we do have practice in the fall. So using that loss and the disappointments of it, the lessons we learned from it, to motivate us, to help us get even better. Obviously, recruiting is a big part. We love our freshman class, so some of those guys are going to help us. So I'd say just kind of stay in the course, really. You have to make a lot of changes, as you know, from year to year because of personnel. But really stay in the course and keeping the expectations high. Expectations are earned, and they're high for our program right now. We hold each other accountable, and I think that's as big a thing as anything, is the players holding each other accountable.
J.B. Clark is a nationally renowned coach of lacrosse at Limestone College. Coach, thank you for putting up with my lack of knowledge on the sport. Thank you for putting up with my somewhat surly attitude about lacrosse earlier this week. It's all ignorance-based, and I look forward to learning more about it, and I look forward to getting out and experiencing one of your games. Great to learn a little bit more about your program today with us.
Thanks for having me out, and I take it as a challenge. I can't wait to get you guys out here to see us play this spring.
Yes, sir.
Shake your hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Looking forward to doing the same. J.B. Clark, Limestone College. You know, Alonzo, I think we'd have listeners that would not be able to sleep if they had to face the music like I just had to face the music. Alonzo, it never occurred to me. I knew we had Limestone College coming up on Thursday, right? I knew we had that. But I didn't realize we were having the lacrosse coach on, and I certainly wasn't thinking about it when I threw the sport of lacrosse under the bus the other day. And then we've got the Limestone folks listening to that and reaching out to us and say, oh, by the way, guess who you have coming on in a couple days?
We got to go. We have to go. We got to make time. We have to go.
Yeah. Yeah, well, my Kansas accent and I will be there. All right. Coming up next on the show, an outside-the-box take on Cam Newton of the Carolina Panthers. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. What happened, Lonzo? What happened?
You said renown instead of renown.
It's renowned.
It's renown. It's renown.
No, it's not.
It is too renown.
My mom just was correcting me on this.
It's renown.
No, listen. My mom says I say unbeknownst.
And it's unbeknownst.
And she says it's unbeknownst.
It is.
So then I switched up renowned. I switched up renowned to do what she's told me to do, but it's not that way for that word, is it?
No, it's not.
So now my mom's got me screwing up the wrong words. Mom, you see what you do? You see what you do to your sonny boy over here? You say, Mark, you always say unbeknownst, it's unbeknownst. So what did I do? Instead of saying renowned, I said renowned. And now I can't get any one of those.
I waited till after the guest was gone before I did.
Now I can't get any one of those words right. Goodness gracious. Let's get to Harold, who's up next. Harold, got about a minute for you, sir. Go ahead, bud.
Okay, listen, I think you're getting mixed up with your accent with the term rogue. I mean, I was a truck driver for 33 years. I've talked to people all over the United States, is in service, and you don't sound too much different than a lot of them. To me, you sound like a Floridian, okay?
Okay,
so we gonna leave that.
I'll take it.
So listen, that lacrosse, jury's out on that. I'm going to watch next time it's on TV, I'm going to watch it. But listen, the big gap between Carolina and Clemson is player development. Dabo's got the players around him. He put on his staff. Will Muschamp hasn't done that, but he's had the opportunity now with coaches leaving. And that's going to be his biggest defining moment this year, is developing the players, because he's got talent. There's nothing wrong with the talent he's recruited. And so I think that's what it's going to boil down to.
I completely agree. Completely agree, Harold. Thanks so much for the phone call, man. It's going to come down to player development. Harold, thank you so much for the phone call. Coming up next, there's a huge fight that is coming up a week or so from now. Fury and Wilder 2, how does Lonzo size it up? That's next, the Fight Club, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.